Yesu yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mukulikeyo mu services zonna ze tuyiseemu.
Welcome back from all services we've passed through.
So kwate mukono gwa muganda wa mugambe.
First shake hand of your brother and tell them.
Webale okugumikiriza omwoyo wa Katonda akolemu omulimu.
Bearing the spirit of God to a work in you.
N'okutuusaliro.
Up to today.
Era mugambe.
If you tell them.
Tuyaina isawa namba.
Still have a one hour. One solid hour.
Mukama agenda gikozesa bulungi.
God is to use it well.
Zina agenda oyingira esawa
omulala. As it clock the eighth hour.
Anga akozeemu omulimu ogw'ekitalo.
Done a great work.
Ekyamagirira ekyo
miracle and a wonder
akugabiridde mwoyo ne mwoyo
spiritual physical
mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus,
mwana wa Katonda,
son of the living God.
Tuwebaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord
for service zonna,
for all the services
getwasookeddemu,
those we've had in the morning,
abatwaniriza abasumba abatusumbye,
the shepherd us in the morning,
netugenda mu service yaffe olugendo
lwegulu, the service of journey of heaven,
natulaba ebintu musanvu ebikulu ebiri ku nsi kuno,
as we see seven major things on planet earth,
kale netumaliriza,
and after we finish them,
netujja netutendereza Mukama n'okumusinza,
and praise and worship to God,
asubira otendereza,
let me help you praise,
osinziza,
you have worshiped,
Katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi,
God who created heaven and earth,
oyo akuvunaanyizibwako n'okkira omuntu yenna,
you as a church of you beyond any person. We thank for the testimonies given and all the thanksgiving. The good things is done for us. Even in the same word, thank you for new people who have joined us today. All you without segregation, may God bless you. Thank you for coming. You move on.
Okuyigirizibwa kwa Mukama,
with the teaching of the Lord,
kutugabira omukisa,
we provide a blessing to us,
twagala kwongera okulaba,
we want to move on to see
engeri gye tukozesaamu ebimu ebyekkumi,
the way we use the tithings,
ebiweebwayo,
and the offerings,
n'obugagga Mukama bw'atuwadde,
and the riches God has given us,
okuggya abaavu mu masekkati
gaffe, to take the poor from our midst,
natubeera abakozi mwoyo ne mumubiri,
as we work spiritual and the physical,
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus much,
twagala okweyongerayo,
we want to move on. We want to move on. We see the way we use the tithe, and the offerings, and the riches God has given us, to take the poor from our midst, and we work in the flesh and in the spirit. Praise Jesus much.
We've
taken long see much under that heading.
So
remember Malachi chapter 3,
verse
8 and 12. God tell us we bring tithe and the offerings, that his house may not lack food. We test him with it.
Opens
heavens give a blessing more. Rebuke enemies of a blessing. Remember Deuteronomy 15.
He
told us as we gather tithe and offerings, and the riches is given us,
we
should not leave anyone poor in our midst.
And
each one to be held. Even though not many fulfill this scripture.
But
we take an example of the apostles in the Acts chapter 4, 34 to 37. When they brought on their feet, each person was given and their need was, none of them lacked. That's why we reach to see these four parties get help from the tithe and the offerings, and the riches God has first given us, to take the poor from our midst, as we work spiritually and in the flesh, to say in the flesh,
we
do our work through which God will pass a blessing, as we also serve to serving God, working in the spirit.
So party esoka twajimara.
Now we finish the first party.
Tugenda mu ebiwe kumi n'ebiwe n'obugagga Mukama bw'atuwadde.
Portion of the tithe and the riches God has given us.
Tekangawo weema.
To put there a tabernacle.
Obekunganiro.
Or the synagogue.
N'ebyetaagisa.
And the needs within it.
Nga bwe yatugamba Isaiah
has told us in Isaiah 4, verse 5 and 6,
if
the tabernacle save us from the rainfall, the heat and the cold, and everything in it. Now we saw the second party,
who
get the help from tithes and offerings, the ministers, the servants of God, those the priests in the group of the Levites, and them too are lifted up, those who
needed
lifted from poverty, according to each as the administration is. Now the third party that we are still on to now, before we reach the fourth, we show the riddles and the orphans. Third party, the strangers.
We
see two types of strangers. Even though initially,
all
we come on this world, we are strangers. We are strangers. First Timothy 6 verse 7, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. It means we came from somewhere. Philippians 3:20 says, because our home is in heaven, all came from heaven, our spirits, and on this world, we are all strangers. But these strangers, they are in two categories. We have we the strangers, like me and you.
I've
discovered your strangers on earth, you have to go back from heaven.
We
discovered our Father is in heaven.
If
we have strangers, our others
who
have not yet discovered that their home is heaven, how do we help the people with tithes and offerings? We
head on to
the second part, which will teach us how we shall handle them. Our fellow strangers
who
not yet saved, not yet discovered that their home is heaven, including our families and all people of the world.
Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus much. Don't be worried of the rain. One in charge of each angel of water. Revelation 16,
3-5.
It's going to take it to places it's meant to rain. In the name of Jesus. Don't be worried. He knows we are here. We serve with him.
So
now this day, the strangers we are to see, our families, how do we help them? Where do we end as we help our physical families? As we get careful not to commit mercy which is unnecessary.
The unwanted mercy.
Unwanted mercy.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much. Our physical families, where do we end in helping them? As we get careful of unwanted mercy. It's to say, we have many relatives in the flesh, and they are not yet saved. They are in their religion. Some are wizards. God commands us to help.
He
said we help them and he puts a measure for us.
We have
a word which is on the born again. That when we got saved,
I
would say they taught us our relatives, they are devils. The family and the
others.
That thing is not right. For we too were in family before we saved. But when we got saved, God draw us close to him.
Don't,
whether they called you Satan or what before you were saved. If you
are
Satan, you would have gotten saved, for they do not get saved. Now we speak words. Our tithes and offerings,
riches
God has given us, help them with strangers in our physical families. Physical families. As be careful of unwanted mercy. That is what you are to hear.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. Born again. Many times you've taken. When you get saved, your physical family that become devils, you don't need to help. It is not right. Yet still,
we
have a limit as preparations of God are. We emphasize us to first watch over the family of salvation.
Family
two families in the midst of the world. We have the physical family.
We have
the spiritual family of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
Bible begins with that word, it says, in Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 18 and 19, it says like this. Ephesians 2 from verse 18.
Kubanga kuwoyo, fefe mbitulino kusembela kwa fe, ilichitafe, mumoyo omu, kumina muenda. Kale we mutyo, temuchi aliba na guanga na bayise, na ye muliba chikachi muna haba tukufu. Elaba mnyumba ya katonda.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. All us when we came on the world, we have a family we reached into. Physical family. Not where we have to live for all our years.
Ephesians 2, 18
and 19. Say, all we have access through Christ Jesus in one spirit. Come to our one Father in heaven. When we come here,
we'll
be no more strangers and sojourners. But we are of one clan in the Holy Ones.
And
we are of the household of God, of the family of God. Remember when you come on the world, we
are
different physical families. And that's why you see Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 9. So we have our physical fathers in the flesh, in the family we come from.
Yet
our spiritual father in the heavens.
You say
two families in the world. Let's read Hebrews, we see. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 9.
Natetu wali na bakitaffe ab'omubiri gwaffe abatukangavulanga ne tubasangamu ekitiibwa tetulisinga nnyo okugondera kitaawe emyoyo ne tuba abalamu.
Now
what is this?
Kusinda ku Beulania 12.
Hebrews 12 verse 9.
Twali na bakitaffe ab'omubiri
gwaffe our physical fathers.
The family young will
be the physical family. He cleaned us for their profiting.
And
won't he do more much? The spiritual father
will
do good to us when we humble to him.
But
we have a problem this time.
Family
we have the physical family. We have our fathers,
mama,
mother, our brothers,
and sisters
in the different ways.
So we
came in the spiritual family.
Family
we have to all end up in. When we discovered God saved, if we pass the Holy Spirit, if we
go
born again, we came in the family of God. Yet as we pull rocks, God's given us the heavens and offerings, given us riches. We help which part?
For
we have two families now. I have my brother born again. I have my brother who is not born again. Speaks words. One of the strangers on this world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is one of the strangers. Strangers we've gotten in the world. Have a stranger who discovered home in heaven.
Discovered
the family of heaven. Strangers we all came from heaven. They have not discovered home is heaven.
I will
command you help them to which part?
When
the first time,
we
have strangers, not of a physical family. They have not discovered the God of heaven. So we help them with food and they drink and we end there. Now we have strangers. They have not discovered their home is heaven. They are of physical family. We help them to which part? Bible says we don't help them. Say they are devils. It's spoken words. Are you understanding well? kubanga mutufu
for truly
waliwe twaro mugiye bisebyo budamanya
give us back of ignorance when we go to say
kubanga family zyo mubiri basitani
physical families they are devils
eroro mutu we kengera mo buyambi ku bandu wa daba zadeba
times we retain help would have given parents
kubanga abulizi abakusha
some hypocritical preachers
atugamba
they told us
utawana
don't waste time
is family bagenda kuruga
families they will be with you
bagenda kukora we batwe
they will do harm to you
kare wabachuliranga dala
now you totally abandoned them because they spoke like that. But
the
Bible says according to Matthew 15 from verse
3
corrects us saying this.
Matthew
15 from verse 3
Natamu na bagamba anti namwe chiche chibono nyesa eteka lya Katonda olwobulombolombo olumawe wa olwokuna kubanga Katonda yagamba nti osangamu ekitiibwa kitaawe ne nnyoko nate nti avumanga kitaawe oba nnyina bamutanga busi
obulidde ekigambo
ekyo
nti abafalisaayo
banafuusi abaali
balowooza ku ssente
ng'abantu
bano abalokoseobabazza
eriobulokozi
oba abafuula baabwe completely
want to claim them to themselves completely and they separate them from physical families and they break them off them and they reach to say at least now you leave them out there leave them see sorrow and problems for when they will ask you my child why don't you help me and you tell them
what
I have helped you with I've given it to God listen the next verse what it says
Matthew
15 verses 6
naye mwe mugamba nti buli aligamba kitaawe oba nnyina kyonna kye nandikuwadde okugasa nkiwadde Katonda olwomukaaga
owulira bo babasomesa ne bagamba
teach them tell them
nti mubagambe
you tell those
mama
mother
sikyalina ssente zokuyambisa tewali
money to help you there is nothing
sigenda kugulira amafuta
not buy you payroll
sigenda kuzimbira
neither fuel for you
sende nazizimbyemu ennyumba yange
I use it fuel the house of God
it's
not acceptable yet it ends where that is where the riddle is where to help that parent father, mother physical brethren they are out there not yet born again
they
live that with
strength
you too you know it
mubutufu tobayamba obayamba
help them or you do not help them
kubanga eyalagira yagamba
the one who commanded
says
honor your father and your mother that is God and you shouldn't say mother the food I bought you when I went for fellowship God asked all the money
yes he was
praise Jesus
aono wali okwegendeza naye nga tukikole ekyo
carefulness
tukomawa
but as it is why still says
ayagale nyo kitaawo
he will love most of their father or their mother they are not worthy of me
yes kati kikomawa
it ends where then
njana bomwagale nyo kusukata
them more than God
munange tosana
friend you are not worthy
wow
my God now I do what
kubanga ngambi
for he told me
nakogera mu chenani yambisiza mama wangu
what I would help my mother with
badata ange mubi
oh my father in the flesh
kubanga tana rokoka
he stood at safe
musoso de
I segregate him
okay na ye
but
kati andakide no kumuya
he command to help them
na ye komawa
I anyway for again he says you love them more than God
he's
not worthy of God my God and now how and to do it
it's
what we say it. How are we to help people of our families as we use tithe and offerings
in
the riches God has given us
as we
have unwanted mercy the meaning I speak because you say you have to help them go beyond more than me how I ought to end you know what they have
made
I end where
beyond the mercy
heavens or our physical
brothers
repeat Matthew we say
Matthew 15 n'olunyiriri lwakutaano.
Matthew 15 verses 5.
Naye mwe mugamba nti aligamba kitaawo oba nnyina nti kyonna kye nandikuwadde okukugasa nkiwadde Katonda. Olw'omukaaga alireka okussaamu ekitiibwa kitaawe. Mwadibya ekigambo kya Katonda olw'obulombolombo bwammwe bwe mwaweebwa.
Omanyi tuteekawo obulombolombo
nga
tugamba y'emu ku nzikiriza
ez'obulokozi.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kugamba natwegamba anti family bano ba Satan.
As we say, families they are devils.
Tebarokoka ngoyo Lucifer.
Not save that's Lucifer.
Abo baganda bange yi. Oyo Satan
my brother and sisters they are devils.
Nedda si bwe kiti.
It is not like that.
Kubanga agambye.
For he has said.
Ti boba na abafarisaayo bannaafuusi.
The Pharisees the hypocrites.
Kubasinzira boogere ebigambe.
Where the best people's words.
Kubasinzira nga bagaziya amatanvu gaabwe.
Because they broaden their bars.
Kula kuteri.
These bars, they
pockets. Nebamanga buli kimu ky'olina bakyetaaga.
Everything you have.
Oyambiseeko bali abantu
mmuli. Don't want to help those
kungana.
They want all it gathered with themselves.
Kandi bakumenyesha teka lya Katonda.
Make you break the law of God.
Ndikama tusanga mchitaona njoke
ekyo. You honor your father and mother.
Nebakugamba mugambe.
They tell them tell you
binadi muwadde.
Whatever would given them.
Binadi kuwadde mama tata.
Your mother father.
Maybe what they were Katonda.
I gave it to God all.
So toinacho manja.
There is nothing you demand me.
Manyi mataya biri musatu bagamba.
No Matthew 23
days. Abafarisa banatuka okukola
ebyo. Pharisees to rich do that.
Bali bagaziza gasa.
They had broadened their pockets. And they wanted plenty money to themselves.
Nebatukulira dasi ku family zao.
Separated us from physical
families. Sona bantu tulinde ngeri jetu aisha bobo.
They would have told us how we carry
ourselves. Oli awaji aliyo na abokuloka.
Helps the others to be saved there.
Ebyo korwa byafu ebirungi.
Because of our good actions.
Nema nyo abafukira setan.
Came Satan to them and they refused to get saved.
Kubanga weishi dadala uyo wale.
For you carried yourself in a bad way when you got saved.
Bageza ko kutaisha ubijoli.
They tried not to ill treat you.
Ufunda ko kalinga bakugoba.
At least if they chest you. They chest me.
Nato wabera de tiba bakugoba.
They also chest you.
Ora gemsezo buru.
You show character of salvation.
Sometimes not die
up. Sometimes you get back.
Tugena kula wetukoma.
You're going to see where we end.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen. Pashwire wali wa makuru
bachagamo. Let me hope there is meaning in this word.
Soko yogereko ni mugara. Tunako ba makuru agara.
Brethren, see whether they get the meaning.
Ali na makuru gara.
Their meaning they say.
Bana wali wa makuru gwe mulaba.
Their meaning you say.
Ana baba araba makuru.
Let me see those who see meaning now.
Ora batawani se.
If you see the one not raised.
Makuru chigota.
Ask them what meaning don't you see?
Oga musongere
ko. You point it to them.
Ko nachino chafuka lutalo wakati
wa. This became a fight between us.
Sibo guri.
Is it not that?
Katurabe mu matayo wanabiri musatu. Urabe cha vira ka farisa yo bogere bigambe.
Matthew 23 see what caused Pharisees speak those words.
Katuve kurunyiri orokuna.
Matayo esulaya biri musatu no linyirwa kona.
Matthew 23 from verses 4.
Era basibe migugu egizitowa egiteetikika bagitikka abantu ku begabega naye bo bennyini tebaagala kuginyenyako n'engalo yaabwe. Olwokutaano naye ebikolwa abyo byonna babikola era abantu babirabe kubanga bagaziyafula kuteeri zaabwe era bongerako amatanvuuwa.
Have you heard what they do? These are their pockets and bags.
In
the cloth garments, gold. Now they are saying, did us put burdens on people which they do
not
do. You can't tell them, abandon your physical family attributes. Yet you, they chase you from it.
Patinga tuwali nti oba family ya
kugoba. It's not that the family chase you.
Nega ya kubulire njina gamba
oba sitani. They told you those are devils.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nanga abo ba sitani ba Lucifer dota wana.
Devils Lucifer don't waste time.
Kumbe ino yagazi ya fula kuteri.
Yet he enlarged his pockets.
Ishaunga nene.
But the bag is good.
Naga ambaruga na aga wafu.
In these long governments they are in, like robbers in religions how they are,
in
of this fake salvation. The Bible says, verse 23, they don't mind of mercy, they don't think of faith, they think only money, tithing the offerings, don't think of mercy that abandoned your parents, that denounced you,
though
they were wizards.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Okay, we baganda mobili
abogabo. Physical brethren, the wizards.
Singa bafune bizibo. Bayamba to bayamba.
Get problems, you help or you don't help them.
Yebo yambo koma wa.
Did you help you anywhere?
Wali wagaba nda.
Someone say now.
Kakati mutume.
Apostle.
Katonda atuze mu basetani.
God takes us back with devils. Where did you come from yourself? From the devils you claim.
Okay,
let's read verse 10 3.
Matayo esura yabiri musatu n'olunyirwabiri musatu.
Matthew 23, verses 23.
Ziri basanga mwe abawandiisi n'abafalisaayo bannanfuusi. Kubanga muwa ekitundu ekyekkumi ekyannabugira ne Aneta ne Kumino. Nemulekayo ebigambo ebikulu ebyamateeka obutalyanga nsonga n'ekisa n'okukkirizanga. Naye bino kyabagwanira okubikola era nabiri obutabirekaayo.
Now you hear.
Bano abannanfuusi abaweereza abannanfuusi.
Hypocrites, ministers who hypocrites.
Abeekwese mu linnya ly'ekkanisa.
Even in the name of the church. Name of salvation. They try to see you've given it. They progress themselves, they never know you.
See
what you have given, help your parents in the flesh. And devils leave them, give to God.
Yet they
know our major issues of the law. Mercy, justice and faith. Speak of mercy of that old person, the mother of that child, who currently
left them.
You can't help them, yet you gather all money to yourself. They gather money for pork. They have no mercy, they have no justice.
Think, as you need,
even the parents need, yet you get their child, in the flesh they gave them, you make them hate the parents. Faith you get that
faith,
Romans 10, 17, come from hearing the word of God.
What on that issue?
These would have been first done. And think of mercy, think of justice and faith.
Because
they tithe and offering. Not to give them an
issue.
And pastor, you gather.
I see
the hand of God get it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I see the hand of God.
You
came with money from home. You left your mother home, or your brethren. All you gave it. We don't have what to eat. That God took all the money. God doesn't come on the world and take the money you falsely are chosen. He said tithe and offerings only
give.
That
approach
house is asked to help us.
He doesn't
say that an angel come for money, take it to heaven. Is that an angel you saw come for tithe and offerings?
Maybe
you've seen an angel come for money. Let me see your hand. An angel come for tithe and offerings from
your
takes them to God in heaven. That mentality of stealing. We want to cut it off. When they falsely choose God. Don't think of mercy. Now imagine your parents, you abandoned there.
And it's
something you can help them with. You don't care. Yet it ends where? It ends where? There is one man in the kings.
Went
to help his parents when God was persecuting them. God beat him.
No,
this mercy ends where?
We
should not never help them, that's wrong.
Yet
we end where? That mercy, do it to what far? Think of the mercy, think of justice. Imagine your mother. Okay, she did not bewitch you. For in those she bewitched you, we are not evolved. Even your father, maybe your physical brother,
but
and you can anywhere. Maybe you know they are wizards. When you give them money to buy potion, to buy rice, or banana, and they take you to the shrines, take a hand there. What do you do to such? You give them again, you don't give them. You shouldn't waste time with that one.
Don't
give them money, you shop.
No
things they eat and rice.
No,
but you buy meat for them, you don't give them money. We are wise.
You
know, they take
on
the shrines, you draft a way to save that.
You know,
he told us, have wisdom like children of the Bibles. End of the dogs. Now these things,
born again,
you can shame the name of God. You may forget
that
spoke in Exodus chapter
20:12.
Honor your father and mother. See how you break the law. All them wizards, I will not help them.
Yes,
be wizards, you know it. You know how their night dances. Anyone with a mother with a night dancer? It's not easy to raise a hand over that. But you two, you know what perhaps they can be doing. Yet in all, let's read Matthew 10. We see that mercy ends where?
Matayo esule yekumi olunyirwa satu
musamu.
Matayo esule yekumi olunyirwa satu munya.
Matthew chapter 10 from verse 34.
Temulowooza nti najja kuleta mirembe ku nsi. Sajja kuleta mirembe. He brought words.
Now don't you think Jesus came to bring peace on this world?
On
this world he brought a sword. It is of the words. Hebrews 4 verse 12.
He
said that the word of God is a double-edged sword. It's living and active.
And
this word of the gospel, when we preach it, coming as the word,
it's
all written of him.
But
when we preach this book, it separates us. Remain the physical family remains. Us enter family of God, of salvation, that of God, and be separated.
We
begin to fight each other, contradict. Not that. So in the next verse he says,
in
the verse 34,
you know, this,
I came bring peace on the earth, but I came to bring separations. Matthew chapter 10 verse 35.
Kumanga najja okwawukanya omwana ne kitaawe.
He came
separate the son from the father. Yes. Now, some of our relatives, we got separated from them. The father's not born again.
They're
still in the physical family.
Yet
we are separated from there, some of us. Maybe your mother, you left the children there. Families got separated.
Didn't
come bring peace on the world, but he brought a sword. The sword of the word separated us.
Lived,
others have refused. Separations happen like that. It means helping boundary has to remain.
You
must have a boundary.
Because
separation is there. We are separated different.
Enter
the spiritual family. Family of God. Of the heavens. My provision and my health.
So
I take it home, but mostly in the family of God.
Chitegeza.
It means help a physical
families.
We have boundaries, we jump.
There's
a big boundary there.
You
have to be careful of Jesus. You may fall in the valley. This is truthful.
Because
initially it didn't get light enough.
He
started to put a big valley.
He
put a bridge in the midst. Now let's press over the bridge.
The command
makes him put a bridge is one. You honor your father and mother. The truth is this. If perhaps
in a person
going to them,
help
of mercy,
measure,
they will cross from there, join us. You think what of that? Is this not the truth? Who argues against it? You give us scriptures then.
Yes, we have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm name and voice teacher Banji. I've not raised the hand to Agile. Ask a question to get light. We know we are ambassadors of Christ on earth.
As
2 Corinthians 5:20. But an ambassador is required of them.
To
be like the one who sent them out of the
earth.
Our Lord has told us. He can't bring peace on the earth, but can't bring swords. I hear another command. According to Ephesians 6, verse 11-12. And we put clothes in our feet
with
the preparation of gospel of peace. It's of peace where? Peace to them who believe. Not peace to those who do not believe it. For John 3:16 unto 20 says, he who believes him is not condemned. He who never believes him is condemned. He's already condemned. Peace to those who believe him. Who never believe him, there is no peace. And he says, to the evil is no peace. Yes. The gospel is of peace. If you refuse to believe it, there is no peace. End of it, all, though you're outside, drive cars, build houses, you refuse the gospel. You will see it did not bring peace your way on the day of judgment. Judgment begins from you as a person. All
would
not unclothe the body at the same time. Each as you. Your first end comes on you
person,
till the general end will come on us. End which ends your life on earth. One day we shall study the day end, the word end, it means what?
For
the Bible end is coming.
The
people whose end reach on them individually. That which ends your life, you've not seen it yet, it's on your way. The problem, how has it found you? Everything has an end. Everything has time and seasons. It has the beginning and end. When you will know what the end is. Because the end has not come. It's reached on many people. Because you understand the word difference.
Know
what they call the end of the earth? In the end of people. Those people will understand. As we put all aside, helping strangers, the tithes and the offerings, and the riches God has given us, when we reach physical families, we end where? For he's commanded us, saying, don't
they
say what will have helped your mother or father or your brethren. You gave it to the church. Because you have to help them. Those who first preached us, they perverted the things. Guided us nowhere we end.
But it is not meant to be like that.
Yes.
When we show wrong actions, we do not have faith. Faith is backed with good actions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, get
back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 35.
He
has spoken saying this.
Matthew
10, verse 35.
Kubanga najja kwawukanya mwana ne kitaawe omuwala ne nnyina omugole ne nnyazaalawe
anti kale. Yes,
Jesus. Praise Jesus. He totally separates them by sword of the word.
Comes,
we hear it, divides the thunder. Those who believe, those who refuse.
Can
separate you from your mother. It remains a religious and to worship her idols. Or she worships them like the Adventists. Instead of worshiping God there on one day. Those are out there.
Their
God is in the east. All those separate, God we believe fills heavens and earth. In every direction we see him. Now what is this?
In
the one separates the son and his father. Me in the flesh, no one loved my father than me. And I'm just where he is. Here I have my brothers. Three in the flesh. They are in here. They can testify that.
Now
when the word came, he didn't know where I went. Yes. Mother left us home.
Oh,
my brothers are taking me. I don't live where father is. Up 17 years, I'll sleep with him. I get
him,
go in his bed, he finds me. He doesn't chase me. But when the word came, you son go your direction. Your father remains there. There, when God proved I'm worthy of him.
It's
one of the things we prove. Worthy of me, let me give you knowledge. I give you much power. And you walk in the midst of the world.
You're
not able to separate us. Me, I will even box if you detach him. But now all that, they are put on the scales. They are balanced.
And
it's not that when they brought the separation and I cut the, for I eventually got put a bridge there.
It's
a bridge take me to them and then I get back where I'm meant to be. One day they will follow by the good things I go do there.
Amen.
We agree together. Do wrong acts in salvation. In what times and their seasons. Don't just do them as
in
the times you don't have your salvation. All this little. You may keep watching of yourself. God things you enable you give them. But the truth. Totally differ with the bride. And the daughter-in-law is married. And she's born again. If they take her in the family. They are not born again.
And
she separates with the mother-in-law is a wizard.
Even
steals their son and they go. Till is a language. You leave the father and mother and they go be together. My wife is born again, me too, I'm saved.
My husband
is born again, I'm saved. We are separated. Those happen. Don't tell us we don't help them. Have you heard it involved? Don't
want
hatred which will hinder you go to heaven. And you do what we have commanded in scriptures. For those are cases.
And you brought
more hatred. For you hated, you showed them their devils.
And
they said, that son got pushed. Let me go bewitch that person, that son. I was not bewitching, but they have moved me to it.
For they bewitched
a little other stepmother. And you messed them up. And they bewitched you much.
Due
to your brokenness, it means witchcraft has to affect you. You have no protection of God, you broke his laws. Born again
fought.
Demons of clans have beaten them. And they pushed, sent them to him.
They
said, who are you?
We are
your brother. They cannot go from us. You know you waged wars and it's not God who waged them. Actions and you're born again.
And
there's no witchcraft against Israel. There's no witchcraft against the church.
But
today, God, which we waste, I do everything I'm made to do.
Though
you take off all your own things and you deal, expose yourself. Your fire is burning at your bum. Who is burning us? I went to bewitch that child. What are you bewitching? Witchcraft will pass away. All things I do them as they are meant to be done. Things of witchcraft are joking. Everything I know how it's done and I'm doing it. Which one from families, I put a bomb, a big wall for them. I
remember
what I meant to do to them. Now, which God pass where? Where is the bleach of hall? Physical families, where they bewitch.
It
can come for money. Some of us will back them
this time.
And the family
will back
others with different fathers. But they appear with their chaos.
Yes,
go tell him, give you money. And they come. You will end us to begin a business. Yet they sent them the money. And you pass in the command of helping. They go with their witchcraft. And they expose themselves that the blessings just pour rather. Bible says, no, though you bewitch it, overturns to a curse. They bewitch you in chrismal. For you know you're broken of God. Protection of God is with you.
Amen.
God not fail to reward those who do righteousness. And I tell you one thing.
Fear
no witch or wizard. If you remain moving,
it
obeys commands as they are.
Don't
keep money when you fear. If they have come for it for this, they ask 150. Give them 100,000.
In
the shrines, they told them 150. They told you 150. The answer is why he reduced, gave me 100.
Remember the
moving courts and attachments. Now that no more works. If they say, I need 20,000 for what? You give them 15,000 or 10,000. God, that's where he tells us. When righteous want to be escorted and ask 1 mile, add them the second mile. Yet the evil, if they say one, you escort half. Wisdom in the world is very sweet, gives protection. Wisdom preserves the one who owns it. Guide me, say, do like this. You say what? 1 mile? How are they appearing? A righteous one or not? You look through. No. That's a wizard. I escort them 1/2 mile.
They
say, I've ended here, bye-bye.
They say,
escort me 1 mile. You are in the 2nd mile moving.
But
you don't be angered of me, but that is how they are.
Amen.
Here in salvation where we are, things all have light upon them. Let's go down and see. Matthew 10. Matthew chapter 10 verse 36.
Abalaye b'omuntu banabanga ba mu nyumba ye.
Ekyo ino kimanya nti ne mu nyumba ey'omubiri
ye. Even the physical farmhouse.
Wokimanya nti
namwebali. You know where they are there.
Si bonna.
Not all.
Kubanga bonna betubeera mu famire si
balo. All we have in family is more wizards.
Si abamu balo.
It's some wizards.
Mu nyumba ey'omubiri ye.
In the physical house.
Naye gwe nawe ogenda kukolera abalogo.
You two, will you do things of witchcraft?
Kubanga.
For.
Oh yeah.
Rebellion. Equal the sin of witchcraft.
See
how refuse.
Obey the commands.
Help them like this.
And say you
please
that. I will not help
you. Break commands, you both become wizards. It's very dangerous. There you need to be careful at that point. For rebellion is equal to sin of witchcraft. Rebel against God. You are become wizards. You are going to keep bewitching each other. You bewitch them with prayer. They bewitch them with herbs. You send them evil prayers. Satan attacks them also. Them too. Man, easy. Satan comes away.
No,
you see a fight and ending.
When
you say salvation becomes mad,
family,
when you left your family's things gotten waste. Some you wasted them. Others it's them who caused it.
But
God chased you. You
two
added in harshness.
I
hate you, I don't want to know about you. And the reading scriptures, do not go to them. They are the ones to come to you. In which language? Going to them into sorcery.
So they
not go to help them is what they refuse.
Chichi,
what is it? How do you understand things?
They
refuse us go back to them, even greater them.
Because
when they get sorrowful, be sorrowful with them.
If
they lose the miracles, you can go join them in funerals. Yet you cry saying, hell is swallowing them.
Yes.
Make a party.
It's a
good party of worshiping devils. And you appear there. Just the little, then you move away.
There's
nothing per se which is there.
So, at the
go there, they hate them. They're all wizards.
I don't know, it's single coincidence.
And what surprises most, if you reach one cloth the body, give us our child. The urges for the dead body is what they love most.
Now,
how do we do the things?
So
you reach an understanding of the things.
But then, sir,
I'm requesting
we
get a service follow this next Sunday. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.